We are in part two of a series titled Eternity Minded Changes Everything. Eternity Minded Changes Everything. Growing from carnally minded to spiritually minded, and God forbid, becoming religiously high minded. Everybody say, God forbid, certainly not, right? Anybody had their Pharisee days? Yeah, right? We all been there. We hear a word and we know better. We judge ourselves amongst ourselves. No, we got to judge ourselves to the word, to the standard of the word. And God says, I'm free, thank God I'm free. Washed in the water, washed in the blood. Let's go. Y'all believe the scriptures? But encourage yourself in the scriptures because that's what we're doing here. We do not want to become religiously high-minded. We don't want to become religiously high-minded. For to be carnally minded is death. And to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be spiritually minded is God's kind of life and shalom peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. We are complete in him, right? The Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:6, the mind governed, dominated by the flesh is death, is separated from God. Is independent from God, is at war with God. But the mind governed, dominated by the Spirit, is life and peace. Life and peace is united with God, is fully dependent on God, is at peace with God. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God, at war with God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God, because faith pleases God. However, look at your neighbor and say, however, you are not. You are not, that's the scripture, guys. You are not, and some, you know what? You need to remind yourself. You are not in the realm of the flesh, but you are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. If you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God lives in you, dwells in you. You don't live in the realm of the flesh. You live in the realm of the Spirit. We live in the realm of the Spirit. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, they do not belong to Christ yet. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. We have a new realm available to us by faith in Jesus. We have a new realm. Guys, you are a spirit. Like, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? I am Sasha. I am a daughter. I'm a spirit. I am a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. I am a spirit. God is alive in me. I am one with Christ, united with Christ, joined together with Christ. We have a new realm available to us by faith in Jesus. We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. Everything in this realm, everything that we can see is subject to change. It's temporal. Here, gone. Life is but a vapor. Anybody like 10, 20, 30, 40, the older you get, you're like, whew, like that was quick. Man, these kids were kids yesterday. Now they married. Like, what happened? It's crazy. Life is but a vapor. But we're going to live forever. We're just going to live forever either separated from God or united together with God. And let me tell you, eternity starts now. Eternity is union with God. We have a new realm available to us by faith in Jesus. The realm of the Spirit. The Spirit of God lives in us. God is a spirit. Okay? God is a spirit. We are created in his image. We are a spirit. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body here in this realm. This is our earth suit. This is our astronaut suit. Anybody seen somebody who passed away and their suit was left here? That was not them. It was just a suit. Like, that ain't Nana. I remember going to a funeral. Two little cousins. One's like 5, one's like 6 or something. Like, they're just a little bit apart. And one ran up there, saw Nana, said, whoa, ran back, told the little cousin, that's not Nana. She's not there. She's not there. That wasn't her. This is just a body. This is just a body. I am a spirit. Who are you? I am a spirit. One with God. At salvation, our spirit became a new creation. Our spirit, right? Because at salvation, we didn't get no beach body. Like, wouldn't that be awesome? Because we'd all be lined up. Where'd you get that? Oh, I received Jesus. Got a brand new spirit, got a brand new body, brand new soul. Imagine right at receiving Jesus, you get a brand new, you get a brand new intellect. All of a sudden you understand math. All of a sudden you can read. Oh, joke's on you. Like, you know, like all of a sudden you're just like, no, guys. Our spirit became brand new. Our spirit became a new creation. We just need to tap into who we are in the spirit. We need to tap into who we are. In the spirit realm, we are identical to Christ Jesus our Lord. This part freaks me out. In the spirit, we're identical to Christ Jesus. In the spirit realm, all them demonic forces are afraid of us. And they're just wanting to know, do you know who God is? And do you know who you are in him? Or can we rob you of your benefits? Can we rob you of the joy of life? Can we rob you of the abundant life that is promised to you here in this realm? Because as he is, so are we in this realm. Right now. Not when we get to heaven. No, right now. Right? We share in the same spiritual standing with Christ. We are not the Son of God. Don't get it twisted. Like, no, like, I am God. No, you ain't. We are not the Son of God. We are in him. We are in him. We are united together with him in spirit. Right? It is written in 1 Corinthians 6:17. But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. One spirit with him. At salvation, our spirit became a new creation. Our soul and body have to be continually renewed. They have to be continually renewed. Our mind, continually renewed. Our body has to be reminded that, shut up, we're not listening to you. Shut up and line up. Agree with your new creation. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 4:23, and be continually renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh, untarnished mental and spiritual attitude. Anybody need an attitude check? Anybody need a heart check? Be continually renewed in the spirit of your mind. The battle is in the mind. The battle is for the mind, and we're the gatekeepers of our mind. We are the gatekeepers of our mind. Whatever we allow in and whatever we say, nah, you gotta go. You don't belong here. You don't align with what God says about me. We need to have these conversations with our thoughts instead of believing every random thought that rose through our mind. Anybody got some random thoughts? Some intrusive thoughts? Some stupid, mean, condemning, evil thoughts? Whenever you hear those thoughts, that is not God. Any fear, guilt, condemnation, that's the enemy. He's the accuser of the brethren. Any accusations? No, no, no. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. I remember dealing with some physical issue and a lot of extreme pain. And it was nighttime. And I was like, resist the devil and he will flee. And I'm resisting this pain in the name of Jesus. I resist this pain. I resist this symptom. I take authority. And by the time it's morning, I'm still resisting and have not slept. And I promise you, I heard the Lord in here say, what's the first part of that scripture? It's submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. But sometimes, on accident, we get a little religious, thinking we can resist the devil on our own, thinking we can resist these symptoms on our own, thinking we can make our own way. And I, like, submit to God. I just, like, fall on my knees. And the picture that God gave me was a hammock. Like, submit to God. Rest in him. Trust in him. Rely on him. Labor to rest is what I should have done and laid down and went to bed. Instead of, you know, but when you're young, you just battle. You're like, what's good? The older I get, now these three-year-olds come to me, I'm like, nah, I don't got that energy. These 21-year-olds, I'm like, go ahead. I'll resist you. Be continually renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh, untarnished mental and spiritual attitude. The battle is in the mind, and we're the gatekeepers of our minds. We have to allow the seed of the word of God to be planted in our heart and in our soul, hiding the word of God deep within our hearts, and then be continually renewed in the spirit of our mind, right? The mind governed, dominated by the spirit, is life and peace. How do you know what's dominating your thoughts? Because it's full of God's life and full of God's peace. Follow after that, united with God, fully dependent on God and at peace with God. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. It's not guilt and condemnation. It's not work and effort. It's God's life and God's peace. To be spiritually minded is to be dominated by God's life and God's peace. That's the rule of my heart, God's life and God's peace. That's the rule of my thought life. If it doesn't align with God's life and God's peace, you gotta go, right? For as many as led by the Spirit of God, these are those who are the sons of God. Growing up spiritually is growing up in our full dependence of God. This is completely opposite of the natural, because in the natural, we are constantly working on our independence from our parents. We're constantly working on our independence, right? From whenever, I got it. Ask Meme, like, come here, I got it. Me, okay. I wanna hold you, but then sometimes that hold me, yeah, what happened? Thought you got it. No, the minute she says hold me, I'm like, yes. Till her mama says, she has walking feet. I'm like, oh, she does. But growing up spiritually is growing up in our full dependence of God with childlike faith. With childlike faith. Running to him for full dependence. And dads, you guys know them little kids, they cannot wait. They cannot wait to ask you for something. They cannot wait. Mom, they want this for breakfast. They want this. Can you make me this? Can you do this? Can you do this? And can you do this? And can we go here? And can we do this? And that full dependency, because they know you're going to take them. They know. Do you know what I mean? They know that they don't care. They don't care to interrupt your world. No. Dad, I need a ride. And? Come get me. What do you mean you're somewhere else? I need you to be here. Hold on, I'll be right there. You know what I mean? full dependency. Growing up spiritually is growing in our full dependence of God with childlike faith, fully dependent on him, fully trusting in him, and fully relying on him. And the older we get, we fully trust in us, and we fully rely on us, and we fully depend on us and what we can do and how we could provide for ourselves and how we could heal ourselves by eating better and how we could get another job and how we can do this. We got all these different ways of how we can and how we can. And when's the last time you acknowledged God and asked him and then took a minute to get quiet and listen? And hear his reply. He's constantly speaking to us, leading us and guiding us in the way we should go. And his word is his will. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with some of your heart, with a part of your heart, with a part of your finances, with just a part of your children, because you know better, right? Just with a part of your relationships or just with a part of your health. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, we got to work on our full dependency of God with our full heart. That's trusting in him. Do not rely on your own insights or understanding. And the first thing that we do sometimes is we go to the chat, to the G, to the P, to the T, to the whatever it is, and we ask, what is this symptom? How do I get out of this? How do I work on this? Or we Google, you know? And now you could just take a picture of what it is and like, what is this? And it could tell you, you're dying. Well, are you going to believe that? Should you get a second opinion? Do you know what I mean? Like, for real, are you going to rely just on what that said? Because you had a feeling and you had a thought and then you went and Googled it? And now you got pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of philosophies? Of the world's ideas, which are degrading and trashy, and do you see what I'm saying? Like, who's your source? God is our source. God is our source. Do not rely on your own insights or your own understanding. In all of your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize God. Know him. Acknowledge him and recognize him. Know him intimately. Know him. Acknowledge him. When is the last time that you acknowledged God before you made a decision? You acknowledge God. Acknowledge him. What we want to do is make the decision and then tell God to bless it. Bless this relationship. Bless this career path. Bless this school degree. Bless it, God. Bless it. We got to acknowledge God before we even make the decision. That's acknowledging him. That's knowing him, walking with him, and knowing him and knowing his voice and knowing his word and knowing his will and knowing his plan and knowing his purpose in every area of our life. That's knowing him. Knowing him in all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. In all of your ways, fear God. In all of your ways, honor God. Is this relationship, is this decision, is this financial decision, is this whatever, honoring God? Does this choice honor God? Is this reverent of God and his word and his will and his plan and his character. And he will make your path straight and smooth. Anybody been on a twisted path? A jacked up, not smooth path? And we forgot to acknowledge God. But let me tell you, right here, right now, at every moment, any second, call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved. Acknowledge him, and he'll remove obstacles that block your way. Do not be wise in your own eyes. This is hard, because we get wise in our own eyes if we make one good decision. We are so proud. We're telling everybody, look, look at my decision. Look. we didn't give no glory to God, to his wisdom and his word. Only but by the grace of God, I am where I am. You know what I mean? But not with false humility, but because we actually made the decision honoring God. Do you know what I mean? Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience. These are those who love me, who hear and obey me. That obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hear and do. It's time that we hear and do. Hear and do. Hear and do. And turn entirely away from evil. What do? We turn away from evil, right? And it will be health to your body, all your inner parts, and refreshment, physical well-being to your bones. It's going to be health to your body and refreshment to your bones. Do not allow bitterness in your bones. Acknowledge God. Invite him in to that bitterness and let him heal your broken heart. Because time heals nothing, but God heals the brokenhearted. Growing up spiritually is growing up in our full dependence of God. Growing up spiritually is growing up in our knowledge of God, understanding who God is and who we are in him, understanding that God is love, God is light, God is spirit, and he is calling us to walk in union with him, to walk in the light as he is in the light, to walk in righteousness, to walk by faith and not by sight, to walk in love and to walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit is not like, ooh. Walk in the spirit is walking in love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. That's walking in the spirit. That's walking in the spirit. The mind dominated by the spirit is life and peace, united with God, fully dependent on God, and at peace with God. Eternity-minded is us becoming more spiritually minded, right here, right now in this realm. Because eternity is so much more than just some far off distant place, some heavenly place that we're going to end up when we die. Like, and that's how we speak about God. Like he's some far off God. He is right here dwelling in us, with us, speaking to us, guiding us, directing us, empowering us, infusing us with courage, infusing us with purpose. Eternity is so much more than just some far off distant place that we go when we die. No, eternity is now, and eternal life is right now. And this is eternal life, to know the one true God and to know Jesus Christ, whom God sent. There is only one true God. His name is I Am Who I Am. God Almighty, creator of the heavens and earth. Eternal life is knowing him, really knowing him for yourself, not just knowing of him, but knowing him. Eternity is union with God through faith in Jesus right here, right now in this realm. God, you're in heaven. I am here in this earth. How would you like to manifest yourself in this realm today? Use me. Use me. Because as he is, so are we in this world. It's written in 1 John 4:17. And in this union and fellowship with him, love is completed and perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment with assurance and boldness to face him. Because we're going to be face to face soon and very soon. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But perfect, complete, full-grown love, it drives out fear. Because fear involves the expectation of divine punishment. So the one who is afraid of God's judgment is not perfected in love, has not grown to a sufficient understanding of God's love. God is love. And his everlasting love, it endures forever. It endures forever. I want to challenge each of us to genuinely ask ourselves, in what areas am I needing to grow in my dependence of God? In what areas do I need to walk by faith and not by sight? In what areas am I needing to depend on God? Is it with my finances? Is it with my health? Is it with my relationship? Is it with my value? Is it with my identity and my understanding of who I am in the spirit? In what areas am I needing full dependency of God? Full dependency of God. Because choose one area. Because God is so kind. And he doesn't work on every area with us at one time. Because that would crush us. That would break us. We couldn't handle that. Because let me tell you, we always gonna have areas to work on. As long as we are in this realm, we will be choosing to walk by faith and not by sight. Choosing to not be moved by the circumstance, right? So I dare you to, I challenge all of us, ask ourselves, what area am I needing to work on full dependency of God? And pick one area that you can trust in God this week and practice that trust. You know, do your trust fall. And I would also like to take just 5 minutes for us to break into small groups and share with each other, share with groups of three or four, however many, something you received from the word today. Do not allow the enemy to rob you of the seed of the word of God. It is the only thing that's going to produce change in your life. Something you received and one area that you're going to decide to work on this week in your dependence and trust in God.